Hi. Sitting down for these talks is weird. Hi, I'm Emily. I work for Mozilla on localization systems, and I should really clarify here, what I'm talking about here is like my own ideas. I'm entirely and completely pitching these internally at the company, but this is not an official Mozilla position or anything. But given that, I still want to change the default language of the internet, and I figured, you know, why not try? So this starts actually by asking the kind of not necessarily obvious question, what's a language? So this kind of ends up leading us down this rabbit hole I'm going to lead you here with. And German. DE is the language code we tend to use for that. But not all German is just German. You've got, like, if you ask just for DE, you end up most often normalizing this or maximizing this to DE-DE, which is German. If there's a better name for that in English, please let me know afterwards. But German kind of sounds like fun. Of course, there's other Germans as well, Austrian German, Swiss German, many Germans. So what is this thing that we're looking at here? What is this thing? This is an Internet Engineering Task Force Best Current Practice 47 language tag that's defined of a bunch of pieces. So what I'm showing you here are two of the not most important, but most common pieces of it. The first bit is the language code, and the second bit is a country code. These come from other standards. And these are effectively defining a language. A locale. Localization is about really making content apply to not just a different language, but a different locale. German, Austrian German, they're different. But yeah, so what's English? So in addition to just being English, English, because of history, is effectively the default language of the internet. And when good grief, I'm here in Hamburg speaking English to you guys, and I hope most of you are understanding. But when you ask for English, what you really actually are getting is American English, because English kind of ends up being normalized to American English, again, because of an American history here, and other reasons, like there's many of them. But American English is weird. Especially when you try and apply American English anywhere outside the US. The date formats in particular are how it ends up working. But that's not the only English we can have. We can also ask for a thing like English spoken in Germany, and that gives you a date format like 29/12/23. That's weird, but that's exactly what you're gonna get. That's actually what you're going to get in pretty much any system you care to try, because for internationalization, we standardize all the things, and this means that all your operating systems, all your browsers, all your things are getting the locale data from the Unicode Common Locale Data Repository, ultimately. And this means that this is a data structure where we've tried to gather all the things that you need to define a language. And what do you do then? You want to deduplicate this data that you've got. And so you've got languages like German English. And what do you do with that? You've got Belgian English, Finnish English. It's weird. So what you end up defining is European English. In 2019, this was introduced to the CLDR as a language that you can actually use and as a parent language for all of these European Englishes. And that one has the date formatting with the 29/12/2023 that you're seeing there. And, okay, a slight side note. If you think that date format is kind of weird for European English, I mean, do we really use slashes for this? If you want to fix this, the CLDR has an issue tracker. Go find it, file an issue, you know, make a comment. But yeah, if you go a step up though, you get EN-001. The 150 was the UNM49 area code for Europe. 001 is the one for the whole world. This is international English. This is the one step down from the root locale that doesn't define anything, that's defining international English. And this is a thing that exists partly by accident, because we all rely on this one system for getting our language data, but partly it's probably the best English in the world. It's the thing you should be asking and using, and if we all do that, eventually We'll make it even more real, and we won't be quite so American all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.